This meeting is 40 minutes long anyways, because you have the free
Okay, 40
version.
minutes, 40 minutes, 40 minutes. We're gonna be so intentional about our time.
Oh wow,
Get
what is intentionality?
intentional living. Okay. Hey everyone. This is We Don't Even Know, and this is your host, Matt.
This is your other host, Felicia.
And we're just two friends shooting the shit and putting it out on the internet.
And it's been a while
It's been
since.
a while.
So I feel a little rusty, actually. I'm looking through your notes, trying to find your notes right now. Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, all right. So it's been a hot sec, and I know that we were like, oh, it's 2024, and it's our resolution to be posting every 2 weeks. And guess what?
We failed.
Yeah.
Yes.
So anyways, so this episode is specifically about intentional living. So maybe we can talk a little bit about our goals, and maybe we can even talk about why we're even talking about intentional living. Well, we're talking about intentional living because we want to be better at achieving our goals, like recording on a more regular basis. But also, we are getting published in a magazine, in a zine specifically, about intentional living. So we figured, dedicate an episode to talking about intentional living. Okay. What, Felicia, what do you think of when you hear intentional living?
Not what we've been currently doing.
Okay. All right.
I mean, well, I have finally found your notes, some potential talking points. And the first thing that comes to mind is our accountability calls, which we were really good at in the fall, actually.
Yeah.
And do you want to break that down? How we approach those, how we would talk about our goals, whether or not we achieve them?
Well, I guess maybe let's should we talk about our goals, what our goals first are for 2024, and then maybe we can talk about how we keep each other accountable for that.
Yeah, let's do that. So, but back to your question, I don't even think intentional living, though, is about necessarily reaching every one of your goals. It's just ha knowing what they are and knowing that you're going to do your best to do them, but also having the self-awareness that sometimes we might be high achievers and have high expectations and can't do everything, but you're gonna like try and you're gonna take the steps and keep the people around you to take the steps to help you take the steps you need. That was probably my take on intentional living.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like one of my biggest takeaways from reading Atomic Habits, which I suggest, a lot of people should read, is that it is hard to be a disciplined person, and it is hard to instantly have behavior change in order to reach like goals or create habits that you want to do. And so it's better to rather than to have a specific goal, but create systems so that you can more easily achieve those habits or achieve those goals that you're looking for. And so one of the things that like Atomic Habits suggests is do like habit stacking. So it's like if you have, a specific habit, or if you have a habit like brushing your teeth that you already know exists, it's good to establish or add on another habit that you're looking to add on to your regimen at the same time that you're doing a habit that you already have. So one thing that I do is whenever I go poop, I try and read a little Chinese article because one of my goals for this year is to become a better Mandarin speaker, is to become a Mandarin speaker and learner. Also, it's another takeaway that I had from this book is that it's better to have goals that are identity based rather than like exist out in the world.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm trying to be a someone who is a Mandarin speaker rather than, you know,
I'm trying to learn
trying to,
Mandarin.
yeah, learn Mandarin.
Yeah. I have actually been told something similar. But I've been told more in the perspective of, I think this was in Originals by Adam Grant, but in the perspective of raising kids and just, I don't know if it was raising kids, but he was saying, when you talk to kids, don't tell them that they have lied. Tell them that they are not a liar. And that distinction can make a huge difference because it's identity based.
Wait, you should tell them that they're a liar?
No, I mean, like, if they had lied about something.
Oh, you should tell them that they lied instead of the fact that they are a liar.
No, you should tell them that they are. Like, they are, like, okay, the words are not coming to, let me try this again then.
Okay, it is 11:43 and we are recording this podcast. We're so late.
I know, I was watching Midsummer, and you know what, about intentional living, I'm just going to forget the stuff I said about, either way, you just raise people with identity, like telling a kid that they are an honest person is more effective than telling them to stop lying or something, you know what I mean? Okay, but if you don't, that's fine. Moving on.
Do you
on.
Think we should restart this episode?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. We're going to keep
we're
at
just
it.
Just going to run with it.
When would you restart it anyways?
I don't know, like right now.
No, because I don't want to be up any later.
Okay.
you know, I feel like at some point we should have an episode where we're both kind of delusional anyways.
Okay. Anyways, do you want to tell me about your goals for the year?
Yeah, in a second. But I just want to quickly point out that the reason why it's so late is because I was watching Midsummer with a few lab mates, and back to intentional living, I was trying to take my mind off of my thesis proposal and have good lab culture, be friends with my lab mates intentionally. So I intentionally pushed this back. Sorry.
It's okay. Both of us are just going off the rails right now.
Yeah. Goals for 2024. I wish I remembered what I said in our resolutions episode.
Well, we did Rosebud Thorn. We did.
Oh,
What?
we did. So we didn't talk about goals.
We didn't
Wow.
talk about goals. Yeah.
Wow. That's
crazy.
We
intentionally chose that, right?
Oh, did we?
No, I don't know. Just joking.
Stop saying the word intentionally so much. It's going to lose meaning.
Okay. What are some of your goals?
Okay, you know, my goals have changed probably since January, actually. And this is a great transition. My immediate goal is to pass my thesis proposal, which is in less than a month. But other goals outside of that, I'm working on my Etsy shop. I have finally got another prototype. It's still not that good. So I'm making one more prototype, which I think is the one. And hopefully I'll have something to send out soon. But a lot of my goals are kind of external to like school and work, just because I think school and work can feel really structured and regimented anyways. Like there's a path, especially since I'm a PhD student. So I kind of want things outside. But this other goal isn't really outside, but I am now in charge of our Twitter page and I'm trying to increase our engagement. I don't know. My goal is to really have skills and hobbies outside of my day-to-day work life. If I have a broad goal, and now I should probably try and turn that into an identity. But it is 11:46 PM and I can't think of one right now. Yeah. If you want to help me with that, go for it. But if you want to talk about your goals, maybe we should do that instead.
Maybe it's to become an Etsy mogul.
A business. I mean, the Twitter thing is also like a business marketing thing.
Right.
So.
Okay. If you have any suggestions, tweet us at or X us at who don't even know pod. I don't even know
okay,
if that's
but
our
we're
handle.
Never making that Twitter at this point. So you should
no, you
follow
already
my lab
have it.
Twitter.
You already made it.
Oh, I did, but I don't remember the password.
Bro, do you know what email it's set up to?
No.
Bro. Okay, whatever.
Instead, follow my lab Twitter, Sty Group GT.
Okay. Nice. And then, okay. Yeah, do you have any other goals?
Probably, but it's
Dude,
okay.
the fuck is this episode?
This is us shooting the shit, okay?
Okay. All right, should I go through my goals?
Yeah, go through your goals.
Okay. A lot of my goals are surrounded or surrounding language learning. So I want to become a better Mandarin speaker. And I have a couple like key results that I want to. I structured my goals in like a OKR fashion. So that's objective and key result. And so the objective is to become a better Mandarin speaker, and I want to be doing this by one, I have like a little sabbatical plan going to China to attend a language school, so doing that, but then also trying to be better at like self-study, like doing Anki flashcards, and like I said before, every time I try and take a poop, I try and read one Chinese graded reader on my phone. You know, because habit stacking. And then I take a couple Mandarin lessons during the week. But when talking about goals, actually, this was something that I kind of had a breakthrough kind of earlier this year regarding, because I feel like in the past I was really hard on myself for not accomplishing goals that I set myself out to do. And I was really kind of like hard on myself and upset with myself that I couldn't be someone who would just be like super self-disciplined or just be able to sit down and like be able to self-study Mandarin for like hours on end. And that's just like unfortunately not something that I can do. Like I just don't have that like discipline. And so like because like that was like kind of like the idealized version of like what I wanted to be doing or like accomplishing, I was really hard on myself for not like doing that. But then I was then be but because I wasn't doing that like idealized version, I was discrediting everything else that I was doing. So I didn't think that it was like disciplined of me that I was, you know, taking Chinese lessons like every week. And I think that it was because like it was like, oh, like it's because the reason I was discrediting it is because it was like, oh, like, you know, there's a teacher there who I need to show up for, right? Like, I am only able to show up if there's another person like socially relying on me, or like there is like some other type of like social facilitation. And that's the only w way that I was able to show up to and do things. But I feel like, you know, after kind of talking about it, and especially with like my therapist and stuff like that, I was like, oh, like, you know, I think that rather than just being hard on myself for not being able to do the things that I idealize, I should just lean into the things that I do know that work, which are like, you know, doing things through like social facilitation. So like been wanting to do like more co-working sessions. I have been like doing more lessons with other teachers, and I signed up for this thing called Flow Club earlier this week, so I'm gonna try that out. But
You
basically, it's
finally
just
did
like,
it.
yeah, it's just this thing that you just sit on Zoom with people and you do some working sessions together. So, yeah. So, anyways, I have a goal of becoming a better Mandarin speaker and learner. I want to develop like this I want to develop like an MVP for the side project that I'm working on. I want to oh I have a goal to become a better interviewer and public speaker. And then like I said before, I feel like I sometimes lack discipline, so I like wanted to create like a more structured schedule.
Do you ever
And
think of having fewer goals so that it can be more manageable.
No, I know. And I feel like that is probably part of intentional living, is just like really focusing on like, a handful of goals at a time. But
Yeah,
I
there are a
think
lot of
that,
things we all want to do.
some of these are a little ambitious. So the fact that I have even just like five that I'm already talking about that are like pretty like hefty, I'm just like, oh, like,
Yeah.
yeah, you're probably right. It's probably a little too much.
I didn't mean it like that, but I was just
No,
thinking.
I feel like it's true though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it is in some ways like setting myself up for failure. But I don't know, I have a lot of things I want to do, so.
Yeah, but like also in the beginning, when you set these goals, part of it, the intentional living aspect is knowing you want to do a lot of things and knowing that you might have limits, but you still want to do a lot of these things that you're still going to try.
Yeah, so anyways, those are my goals.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about how we keep each other accountable?
Yeah. But I also wanted to bring up therapists, also a great component of intentional living.
Yeah, that's true. I recommend
Yeah.
everyone go to therapy.
Same. And this is something that my therapist had to do. She made me list out everything I have to do, like socially, and everything I have to do for work, and everything I have to do for family, like obligations. And, when I looked at everything I had to do, I was like, maybe it's manageable. Maybe you don't have as much going on. Am I going to add more? No, but, what does this mean? So Matt and I, we go on a weekly call that we should honestly just start recording as
Maybe
part of
that's
our
our
intentional
podcast.
living. I think the audience needs to keep us accountable.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I think that the accountability calls have been good for us, but we have been very not good at being accountable for recording episodes.
No, we haven't been. But I'm glad we're doing this, even though I'm really tired at 11:40 p.m. I feel like this has actually been a pretty fruitful discussion so far. Despite, earlier on we were kind of what felt like kind of loopy. But Matt and I get on a weekly call and we talk about, since it's weekly, we know the goals we set in the previous week. And we'll talk about what we did that week. And some of these goals are one-off goals. It's just like a to-do item that I keep putting off. Some of the goals are continuous habit-building goals. And for both of us, I think fitness is a huge part of that. Matt plays basketball. I had to go to yoga classes and sometimes climb. And I'm trying to create and maintain a regular, healthy schedule. So I'll just check in every week with Matt being like, this is where I failed. This is where I succeeded. I'm going to keep at it. And then the one-off goals, lately I've been using them to be like, send thesis proposal to advisor by the end of the week, by the next time we have accountability. So in the fall, when I had classes with exams, it would be like, finish assignments, study for exam or something. But then there would also be things outside in my own personal hobbies. Like again, that Etsy shop, just it would be things like create a prototype or yeah, stuff like that. They would just be all kinds of things to help us move along our goals, just a little step by step. And I think there would also sometimes just be reminders or long-term goals that we would have that we would just leave in our Monday board. We do this on Monday, on monday.com. We would leave it on our Monday board so that when the time came. Oh yeah, also please sponsor us. yeah, we would leave it on our monday.com board so that when the time comes in a few months. You gonna
Yeah,
say
but
something?
if other productivity software do want to sponsor us too, shout out, reach out to us, add us on Twitter. I think we could be willing to make the switch for the right price. I just want to put that out there.
yeah, watch us have so many like Twitter ads and we're just not on it.
Okay, we just gotta, we gotta recover our account.
Let's put that in our Monday board.
Yeah, I will.
Nice. But yeah, so there are sometimes reminders months in the making so that when the time comes, we can get on it and remember to add that as to start moving towards that goal as well. So that's kind of my take and how I've been using our accountability session. And I think for me, it'll definitely be structured a little bit around the PhD life because there's just so much I have to do for that stuff. But Matt, like, do you include stuff from your work? How do you use the Monday board? What do you, how do you approach these sessions?
Yeah, I just keep stuff. I don't keep anything from like work in our Monday boards. It's always just like personal things and personal goals because I already feel like I dedicate, or you know, so much of my week is already dedicated around work and thinking about work and thinking about goals for work, that I don't need to put them in there. So I need dedicated time and space to put for my personal goals. Yeah, I only update like it with my personal goals, but I feel like it's been helpful every week coming back and realizing, oh, like, well, I really forgot to do this, or being like, oh, I did accomplish this, and then checking off and then rethinking every week what needs to get done. And it's good to have someone there who, even though, you know, Felicia's not necessarily being like every single day texting me like, hey, did you get this done? Did you get that done? It's nice to be able to just chat about some things that like I was able to get done that like Felicia just knows about and stuff, and like can you know offer me advice or just like just hear me out and stuff. So it's nice. And
I was just gonna say, I also really like that we never delete them. We always archive them. And so being able to look back at everything we've done or even things we haven't completed, because not every goal gets completed, is really nice.
Yeah, so I think it's been good. And we've been doing this now for like 3 years almost.
I think we skipped something
We
in
skipped a
between at
year.
some point.
Well, okay, so originally the reason why we were doing this is because like we met through a fellowship program called VFA, and we were doing accountability, but and they set up accountability buddies. We were accountability buddies. And then we were with two other people, and then that kind of died. And then we took a break for a little bit. And then, like recently, probably like 6 months ago, we started doing this new version of Accountability Buddies again. And I feel like it's been very good. But we do need to get back on our grind again.
Yeah, we really do.
Which is another thing about intentional living. It's like, you know, it's really hard to keep up your routines and to really maintain that like a certain level of like almost expectations that you have for yourself. And so, you know, I think it's okay to be kind to yourself because that I you know life gets in the way, and you know that yeah, it's hard to just keep these things up. And so even if you know you do fall off for a little bit, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are you know, backtracking per se, or like you're regressing, but you know, you're still just making, you know, progress towards everything. So, yeah, I feel like that's also been another learning is that even if you, do like build up a habit or things of that nature and you let it fall off, it's not like you're regressing. You're still at the same level that where you left off. So, you know, you can always just pick it back up again, which is how I feel about this podcast. One day we'll be able to get
Nice.
back to a consistent
Nice.
posting schedule.
Yeah, maybe one day when we have, I think we're both at just like really crazy times of our life. I mean, I think our careers are really picking up, you know, that life, and we're leaning into it, and that's okay.
Yeah, well, I feel like you kind of also just have like a little bit of a irregular schedule now that you're a student again, which
Yeah.
I kind of want to talk about how. So part of intentional living is also just like, yeah, like you made a big life decision to step away from a nascent career, and like doing work at a nonprofit that you like seemingly enjoyed, in order to go to grad school. How did you come to that decision, and why?
I actually met a lot of people when I was at that nonprofit that were scientists and engineers because I was still very tech adjacent. And they were entrepreneurs, and a lot of them had just had PhDs. And honestly, their jobs just seemed so much more fun than my job. And it's not that my job wasn't fun, it was just there was no technical component to it. And my brain just kind of felt like it needed a lot of thinking. It didn't feel what's the word?
Stimulated.
Stimulated. Yeah. It didn't feel stimulated enough, and I didn't feel like I was reaching my full potential. I really felt I had so much more to learn, and it was really scary to make the jump. But now I think I feel like I can really do research, I guess is the best way to put it, but I can look things up. That's basically what research is, right? And validate with experiments. And my favorite thing that I've been able to do so far is I come up with ideas that are like good for the field that I'm in, which is synthetic biology. And it's been really fun to just explore that creative side of me and have a really stimulated day to day, like really stimulated.
Clearly,
Sometimes I'm really exhausted at the end of the day, but it's fun.
like now, right?
Yeah, but I'm still, yeah. I will say, I'm really glad I did this because it also depends on your advisor, but I think my advisor is really intentional about challenging you and really helping you become your best self. And we've had to present a lot, and I think I've been a lot more thoughtful with the way I speak lately. He also told me in our Friday meeting that he has seen me grow a lot, that I have a lot of potential, and that he's seen my self-confidence grow. And I feel that too. And I think sometimes grad school, if you're in the right group, if you have the right advisor, right people around you, it can really be a really fulfilling experience. And really not just push you to a career, push me specifically to a career that I want to be at, but also to be like a person that I kind of want to be, and a more confident person, a more fulfilled person. So that's kind of, I didn't think I was going to get all that from grad school, I guess, but that is what I ended up getting so far. Also, I'm just a second year. I have 3 more years to be jaded. But
Also, you really liked research too. You really liked doing research.
I did really like research. Although I think what I did research in undergrad was pretty different with what I do now. But research is so, it's, I think sometimes it's just research is so much easier to do in a school situation than it is to do in your everyday life, just because I have resources. And that it's also because my interests have resources backed. So if I have an idea in that field, I can literally tomorrow test it. You know, like, but it's hard to do that with in other situations. Like, if you have an idea for a technical startup, like, I can't personally, I can't code. So I can't test it tomorrow. And it also takes time to get a customer base and an audience, and literally so difficult to test. And so the micro scale of research is sometimes really fascinating to me because I can get results like in a few days.
Nice. Okay, we have 10 minutes left on the Zoom call. I have one last question, and because we've been talking about like just very serious things, just like goals and growth and personal development, but how do you intentionally plan and spark joy in your life?
Oh God, that's such a good question. I can't wait to hear your answer on this.
You want me to come back to you?
Yeah, why don't you go?
Okay.
How do I do that?
I don't know if it's intentional. Maybe it is intentional, but I do have planned. Well, okay, yeah. So one of my goals this year was to obviously have like a more structured schedule, and I've done that definitely really well for one facet of my life, which is just like the physical activity side of my life. Like Monday, I have basketball. Tuesday is my gym day. Wednesday, I have basketball again, and Thursday, I also gym. And by gym, I mean like either climb or like, yeah, it's usually climbing. But yeah, Tuesday has become known as our gym day. And by our, I mean like the group that goes to the climbing gym. And it's because I've been like, oh, like, yeah, like this is our day. Like I'm going at this time. Y'all can show up if you want. And so it's become known that, yeah, Tuesdays are our gym days, which has been really nice. It's been really cool to see how, like, once I've like set a time and a consistent like time that I go, that other people kind of just like, yeah, know and follow that as well. So I feel like I get a lot of joy out of like hanging out with people, while doing like rock climbing or playing basketball. That recently I've been playing really shitty, so maybe it hasn't been sparking
Well,
as much.
haven't you also been injured and then playing on your injury?
Yes, I was injured, but I'm like almost I'm
Okay.
like 99.5% right now, so like I have no excuse, now, but yeah. So then I feel like basketball really sparks a lot of joy for me. I feel like cooking. Like I feel like I haven't been really as intentional about like cooking like large dinners. I get actually that's not really true. I like grilled for people yesterday. But I feel like I tend to really like to I like to cook a lot, and a lot of people are like, oh, like, have you ever considered like going into a career that involves cooking? And for me, it's like, no, I really know that I want to keep cooking separate from like what I do on a day-to-day basis. Even though I do work at a food company, I'm not cooking actively. But I do like being in like kind of that space and thinking about food all the time. Oh, speaking of which, we went to Philly this weekend and had such good food.
Oh, that reminds me. One of my undergrads is going to be interning in Philly. Well, not in Philly, but near Philly. And I'm going to text you for all
Okay.
the recs.
We
And if
had
you, audience, have recs, add us.
Martha Bach. Martha Bach.
Stop. I love Martha Buck.
It
Oh,
was
is it at that place? Oh, I know where you're talking about because
Martha
it's
Bach
the
Hotel.
famous. Wait, did you go with, is it
Winston.
because Winston was there and he knew that place?
Well, so Amelia recommended it to us. And then I was like, yeah, like we gotta bring Winston because like Winston's also Indonesian.
Yeah.
And so then we went, and this guy dropped $100 on Martha Bach, and it was so worth it.
Yeah.
He bought like five of them,
Yeah.
and they were so good. And so I brought one back from Amelia because she was getting like she tore her ACL in her meniscus. So we brought her back some pandan cheese and corn Martha Bach.
Oh, sounds so
So
good.
good. And then
So good.
what should we call it? The very classic Martha Bach, which is like the
Cheese
cheese, ch
and chocolate.
chocolate, and sprinkles. Oh my God, bro. I was so skeptical, but that shit is so good.
Everyone is always skeptical.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's some good shit. Everybody knows about that place in Philly. My mom would one time, she only did it one time. She would because they send out they mail you Martha Bach.
Oh shit, really?
And yeah, they mailed. Is the word is not mail, but whatever, they shipped, and they shipped it to my mom when she bought it, and we had it at some point a few years ago. But I went like semi recently, and it slept. So,
It was so good. That was the first time I ever met the buck. It was so good.
see, this is why we should have gone to Indonesia, or we should go to Indonesia this summer.
Yeah, I know.
You have to go to Jakarta though for the Martha Buck.
Yeah. But yeah, speaking of Philly, I feel like so much joy is sparked in Philly because there's so much good food. So I really like exploring different restaurants, going to different restaurants, eating with friends. All the friends here that I have here like are really into food. So I feel like that sparks a lot of joy. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, I'm passing the baton to you. Oh, and
Okay.
doing things like this obviously sparks joy.
Aw, same.
Yeah.
I do think I like love. I think social experiences definitely spark joy. I think going into work can sometimes be really joyful for me just because I love my coworkers. Also, gossiping sparks a lot of joy for me, gossiping with my coworkers. But that's all I'm gonna say about that because I can't reveal too much.
Any tea? What's going on?
A lot, so much.
What's give just the scenario, like a little tidbit.
Nope.
No, I think I'm gonna listen to this.
Just in case, if my name ever comes up, and I don't wanna do that. It's fun though. But outside of that, I've also been trying to, just because in Atlanta, it's definitely been a little harder to find community. I've been trying to find ways to spark joy independently, like in my own world. And don't get me wrong, I've slowly found a few people that I can hang out with and love and trust. And I really need to some extent kind of lean into it because I know they go climbing every Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. But also it's Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. So that's been a little tough to want to go. But I find a lot of joy in just observing. And I think there was this arts festival recently this weekend in Atlanta. And I went by myself and just walked around, saw the art, and just being able to enjoy that in my like by myself really brought me a lot of peace. And I don't know if I would go as far as joy, but it did make me happy that I was able to do these things alone. Yeah, I love like I am intentional with my pottery classes. Like that is something I can easily do by myself. And I just go and make things and make things that I'm proud of. I go to the theaters a lot re lately, sometimes by myself actually, and sometimes with friends. Like tomorrow, I'm watching Sasquatch Sunset with a friend of mine, which is a weird movie. It has Jesse Eisenberg in it. We'll see how I feel about it. It's produced by Ari Aster, who did Midsommar. These are weird films, but yeah, I think there's a combination of ways to spark joy. And since we have less than a minute left, all I'm going to say is that I think I'm able to find joy in many places within myself, by myself, but also with my coworkers and the friends around me.
Very
I think that's a
beautiful.
wrap because
Yeah.
we just don't have time.
Okay, that's a beautiful note to end on. Okay, this has been your host, Matt.
And Felicia, but
Oh my
we'll
God,
see if
wait,
I.
Esther is walking in. Esther is walking in. Esther,
Say
come
hi,
sign off.
Esther.
We have 2 seconds. Get over here.
Well, it might just end. I'm just waiting for it to stop.
Anyways, add us on Twitter. This is.
This has been another sick episode of Ooh, Don't Even Know.
And this is
They're
Thanks,
your
Esther.
sick hosts, Matt and Felicia.
Yeah. And add us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. The recording, the Zoom meeting ended. Thank you very much. Esther, you have any final words?
No.
You want to come close to the mic?
My answer was no.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. You follow us on Twitter for the third time. Bye.